A Prayer for Peace That Surpasses Understanding by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, 6-7. We have a very real, sinister enemy. He's invisible, yet he's been effective in stealing our peace since the beginning of the world. Satan knows that where there's no peace, there's no victory. That's why he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, those places of peace in our life. But what if you could live in today's world with peace despite your current circumstances? A peace that far exceeds your fears. A peace that centers you despite death, betrayal, and heartache. Today's scripture highlights a peace that can lead us better than the worries of the world. Our circumstances might not make any sense to us right now, but God's peace can surpass our limited understanding. His peace can and will become your guard and protector. How can we have this incredible peace? First, we're to bring everything to God by prayer and supplication. In other words, by request. And we're to do it with thanksgiving. We often don't think of things to be thankful for as we're going through a difficult crisis of sorts. But friends, this is the key to allowing God's overwhelming and indescribable peace to take over our hearts and minds, despite the circumstance in which we find ourselves. Even if your situation doesn't change, as God's peace takes over, your heart and mind can change. So find those things for which to be thankful. If you've experienced a death of a loved one, thank God for the years you spent with them. If you lost your job, thank God for the skill set, provision, and healthy family that you have. If you're anxious for the world to feel less scary, thank God that He is in control and He hears your prayers. There's always something to be thankful for. Trust that God is who He says He is. Every time you feel worried or anxious, take it as your sign to start thanking God. Then watch God replace that worry with His peace that surpasses all our understanding. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for not leaving us empty-handed. You've provided us the truth of your word to help us navigate through this life. Thank you that we can bring anything and everything to the foot of the cross and make all our requests known to you. Thank you that even though there may be trouble in the world, you have overcome the world. John 16:33. We cannot survive the storms of life without your peace. And we are the victors over the enemy who attempts to destroy it. We ask that you cover us in your peace today. You see us and you hear our prayers. We know that even if our eyes can't see our circumstances changing, that you see it and you're in control. Thank you that your peace is not only our guard, but our guide protecting us. We ask that the Holy Spirit prompt us in those moments of worry to turn towards you in thanksgiving. We worship you for being a faithful God whom we can trust with everything. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.